Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you about mindset. Now, in a previous episode, I talked to you about the mindset of going from earning five figures a year to six figures a year. Now, this episode, I'm going to talk to you about going from earning six figures per year to seven figures a year. And as I said in the previous episode, one of the main reasons why I want to put these videos together, these episodes together for you, is to give you an insight into fast track you forward in your mind to what have I got to adapt? How are things going to change? Because one of the things that becomes very uninspiring about business is stagnation. And one thing that I've done throughout my whole career is, you know, when I was earning five figures a year, I would listen to what six figure coaches were doing or business entrepreneurs, people were doing. And then when I wanted to make that jump from, say, six to seven, I was like, well, I've got to start listening to what coaches are doing that are in that seven-figure bracket. So, you know, let's talk around about someone's earning 10K that wants to make their way eventually. Now, I'm not this seven-figure mastermind guy that's going to say, right, the fastest way to get to 85K months, right? What I am going to say to you is that there are stepping stones that start to happen between 10K months and working your way towards building a seven-figure business. Now, the fact that we've got a seven-figure business, and I was once exactly where you are right now, thinking, like, I didn't even think or focus on it becoming a reality. I focused on doing the thing that I was very, very good at, and the destination was the money that we're bringing into the business now. So I am going to be honest with you. I haven't been focused on building a seven-figure business. I've been focused on building my reputation, my brand, with integrity. And then as I've improved as a business owner, I've developed more urgency. Now, urgency comes when there is necessity. One of the biggest jumps that I had in my mindset was meeting my wife six years ago. Because responsibility happens. And I noticed this with so many people. One of the biggest jumps you'll ever make in business is responsibility. Whether or not you buy a house, whether or not you're going to make a bigger investment, whether or not you're in a relationship, whether or not you have kids, some of the biggest jumps you'll ever make in your entrepreneurial journey is because of necessity. And I remember being with my wife in London when we first moved into London, and we got a brand new apartment with no furniture. And I was like, I need 20K. I need to kit this out. And I remember coming up with the idea out of urgency to create our business mastermind. And one of the things that I will talk to you about in this situation of building something, say, more towards a seven-figure business is when you are forced, when you start looking introspectively to yourself and saying, what am I actually here to build and what is it for? That simple shift in, I want to play a bigger game and I want to go to another level. A lot of coaches that I find go to 15K, 20K, and then they hit this brick wall because where they're at right now, they're comfortable, they adjust, but there's no level above that. There's no need. Like, you're earning a lot of money. So what's the reason? What's the reason to go to the next level? For a lot of coaches, it's impact. And then the penny starts to drop that they can help a lot more people, but in the process, buy themselves back a little bit more time. And I find that a lot of coaches get to that 10, 15, 20K mark, and they're absolutely screwed. And out of necessity to buy back time, they decide to put more of a company structure in place, which is what we do inside our scale program. And here's the funny thing. When we start to build a company structure and we start to put a team in place and we start to help them systemize the business a lot more effectively and efficiently, they're like, wow, the reason why I wasn't pushing revenue is because I thought I was going to be screwed for time. And I was like, no, The reason you are building a business is one of them is that you can buy back time to focus on what you love doing. And if you love coaching, then you can get more coaches in. And as a result of that, half the reason why a lot of coaches aren't going from, you know, 10K a month to 20K a month is because they haven't got the time. So they don't put the effort into the marketing. And when they don't put the effort into the marketing, they're going to get the leads. So they're sitting around 80, 90 clients and they're stagnated at that point. So one of the biggest mindset shifts that I had when it came from going to say six figures to seven figures was I want more time and I actually want to provide for my wife and our family eventually. So look for the necessity. The necessity for you might be, I don't want to be doing check-ins 5 to 6 days a week. I want to be able to have a more effective way. And here's another thing for me. One of the reasons why I brought coaches into the business is because I adore teaching. You guys know now I'm sitting here recording videos to you to give you teaching. And so what I realized from some of the personal development work that I did was one of the reasons I wanted to build a team and build people is to help teach other coaches what I know. And then in teaching coaches what I know, they can help me to grow. So I became incredibly inspired by not just growing an amount of money that I was making. It was the influence that I could have on other coaches, help them have a type of life that I never thought I'd have for myself. And in doing that, we're able to work with more people. But as I became more inspired, 10, 20, 30K per month to do more marketing and build my brand and get myself out there more, I started to realize that the limitation to the growth of my business, mindset-wise, was myself. I was the biggest bottleneck. You see, what I realized from working with other mentors is that to actually go higher than 20, 30, 40, 50K months, my sole role was going to be CEO. So it was delegating more coaches and focusing more of my time into sales, building a sales structure and a sales team, building a marketing structure and hiring marketing people who are better than me. You see, what a lot of people make, you know, some of these big jumps, of course, they're going to come from lead generation strategies and being harder with, you know, if you're in the business right now of scaling a business, whether it's outreach strategies, whether it's ad strategies, whether it's funnel strategies, this terminology that I'm using, if you're not somebody at that point right now, it might go completely over your head. If it is, if you are in this position, you're listening to this and you're going, wow, that's me. You know, I'm at that point right now. Your job role, you know, I remember one of the best hires that I brought into my business, and I'll always say this, is Sarah, our CMO for M10. She's the head strategist of the marketing systems and everything that we put in place to be able to bring in lead generation. I then train the sales team. I develop the sales team. I put the structure in place for the content. We have videography team specialist helping us create the very best content and then helping us schedule the content, getting everything out on time. So essentially what I, you know, I put this down for you here is if the bottleneck for most people is themselves. The downsides of you doing more work is that you don't have more time. If you don't have more time, you don't enjoy life. So you're sitting around 20, 25K and you want to get to 45K. You want to get 40K, but you want to get to 60K. A lot of people would think, it's going to come down to just doing more of what I'm doing right now. The reality is what you actually need to start doing is delegating harder and having people. Here's the thing. All day, every day in our company, we have people full-time doing some of the things that I used to dip in and out of. So when you're coming to trying to scale a business from six to seven figures, it's about getting to the point where you ultimately, and it could take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, where all the time within your business, people are working on taking it to the next level. So the company has KPI targets, figures that we need to hit. Everybody within the company is managed according to these targets and everybody's working and the cogs are turning all the time. The lead generation is bringing in leads and inquiries. The sales team is booking sales calls. You're managing the sales team. You're developing the sales team. My job right now is not a coach. You know, it hasn't been a coach for quite a long time, but I'm scaling my influence and my reach and my audience by bringing in coaches beneath us, training people, and then being very aggressive with the marketing strategies that we're putting together in order to be able to help us to actually keep increasing revenue. We will hit bottlenecks. We hit stagnant spots where nothing's really happening because the lead generation, the marketing needs more effort. The platforms that we're marketing on or putting paid ads on, we're not actually working on them as effectively. We need to bring new people in. So as I've started to talk to you here, you're probably hearing my brain going 100 miles an hour because what I'm doing is I'm reliving everything that's going on in the business. One of the biggest things about starting to get up to this level is that you start to have company structure where you have people managing each individual department for you, so you can kind of, from the operation down, look at what's happening. Yes, there are tactics. Yes, there are strategies. Yes, you've been running Facebook groups. Yes, you can be running paid ads. Yes, you'll be having multiple appointment setters on multiple different platforms, all generating conversations and bringing leads into the business, which is incredibly valuable. But the mindset shift that I had was, I'm running a ship. I'm at the front of the ship. Behind me, I need people doing things all the time. I need people in the engine room. I need people looking after the customers, the passengers. I need the service being looked after. I need everything from cleanliness and hygiene and kitchen, everything looked after if I'm on captain of a cruise ship. But there's managers and people in different departments. So every single time you start to go from six figures mindset, let's say you're earning 10K a month, you want to get to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50. It all comes down to my role being delegation, not being a coach, marketing, sales, systemizing all that, putting the teams in place, and then putting a rocket behind the lead generation systems that we've got in place, whether or not that's through paid ads or more people or more platforms. And that continues to scale and grow and grow and grow. Now, the good thing about having more coaches in the business is the fact that your coaches work on retention. Now, the biggest problem is a lot of people think, oh, how do I go from six to seven figures? It actually comes down to your service, because if you're losing clients out the back door all the time, your retention's terrible, you're always going to struggle to grow. So it comes back to service, and there's always got to be people managing each individual department. My mindset is around wealth. My mindset is around numbers. My mindset is around service. And then I have the team doing the actual coaching. It's not actually as hard as you think getting to that seven figures. It takes time, might take years, but it's possible. If you've made it to six, I know you can make it to seven. Now, if you're listening to today's episode and you can see where I'm at and it's inspiring to you, and you've had a good insight into how we actually do all this, and you want my help as well, then we have our exclusive Coaching Concierge Scale program for coaches that are earning 10K plus, want to build structure, infrastructure, people, teams, systems, and work with our team to help you to do that, then all you need to do, if you're listening on iTunes right now, is to go and send me a DM with the word scale and on Instagram, or click the link in the description box for our scale program, send in your application. There's a no obligation consultation. You can have it with me personally. I'll talk to you about where you are right now. I'll create a roadmap and show you exactly what you're going to need to do. No obligation at all. I'd love to speak to you and show you how you can take your business to a completely different level. For now, take care. Speak soon.